Happy December! This is Jan Bratt and this is my December Hedgegram, the time I take to reconnect with my website visitors. I relate what's going on in my life as an artist so that aspiring illustrators and writers can gain a little insight on what it's like to have children's book author and illustrator as one's job. In November, I spent 11 days traveling on my tour bus going to bookstores for book signings. Thank you so much if you came to one of my book signings. It's so gratifying and hopeful to see so many people that love books and read to their children. I love to see a child holding their book like it's a treasured possession. I remember how much my books meant to me. When I was a kid, I had an unquenchable thirst to learn about horses. Besides my best friend Marla, the only people who understood my intensity were people in books. So I feel pure happiness that the little ones still make their books part of their serious interests. Sometimes when a child attaches themselves to a particular book, it's an insight into the person they will become, a scientist, animal lover, adventurer, or world traveler. Every year on the book tour, I am filled with admiration for the teachers and librarians who, after spending a day on their feet teaching, will stand in line to have their book signed. I think they know what an impact they make on their students, who may or may not have been read to at home. I would like to say again, thank you for our children. On our day off, I got to visit my little grandchild, who is 2 months old, and read to her from Tommy DePaola's Mother Goose. It's both soothing and stimulating to read babies these short, curious rhymes with Tommy's perfect illustrations. I am now on the lookout for the annotated Mother Goose that gives the history of the rhymes. I'll also be going to the Boston Symphony shop to buy her some CDs. My daughter and her husband have a lot of CDs in a room of crashing waves, woodland soundscapes, and at their request, my granddaughter will now have Peter and the Wolf by Prokofiev, Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart, Peer Gynt by Grieg, and The Firebird by Stravinsky. And that's just the beginning. Since it's holiday time, I can't resist trumpeting some of the book treasures I found at bookstores during my trip. First, there are the extraordinary chicken calendars with photographs of birds by Stephen Green Armitage that I bought for me and my friends. Actually, the first copy I received was a gift from our tour driver, Rich Flood. Then I bought multiple copies of the huge coffee table-sized book of exquisite photographs of birds by Andrew Zuckerman called Bird. The jacket is a headshot of a favorite bird I've seen in Africa, the African crowned crane. We saw three or four in a highland meadow in a town called Walkerstroom in South Africa. Another book I rejoiced in finding was Prehistoric Life, published by DK Publishing. It has the most amazing illustrations of extinct reptiles, plants, and mammals. It's one of those books I wish I could give to every child and adult, too, in America. Back to my working life. I just designed a carry bag for my Three Little Dassies book. It'll be used for promotions and we'll give away some in our contest. I'm hard at work finishing the Three Little Dassies. It's definitely the most fun part because I've done the planning and I paint from morning until midnight. There are deadlines to be met, so I'm curtailing all my other activities except for a week that I'm taking off to go to Iceland for my 60th birthday, just Joe and me. There's a lot of folklore from that part of the world that I'm interested in, mainly trolls. I'm eager to visit the folk museums and the troll forest. There will also be time to get to know the Icelandic horses. As holiday time rolls around, I hope you'll join me in finding books for the important people in your life. When I receive a book from someone that has been thoughtfully chosen, I feel such a happy bond. There are places on earth I feel like I know, although I've never been there, and people who have long since passed away I feel I know because I've read their memoirs. It's fulfilling to add to one's frame of reference. Happy reading! happy drawing. Let's be creative. Your friend, Jan Brett.